The true believer may be rejected in regard to his service here on earth. That's that word castaway that we read in verse number 27. God may place him on the shelf and use him no longer because he no longer wants to work. We talked about that last week. I got to move on. Are y'all at least following a little bit what I'm saying? Okay. Thank you, Ronnie. Not only that, but he may also lose his reward at the judgment seat of Christ. This is where I left off last week, and I was like, I was rushing through it. You cannot lose your salvation. Amen, preacher. But you can lose your rewards. I gave you a couple passages of scriptures. Let me give the, because I rushed through them last Sunday. We're at the end of the class, and let me give them to you. 2 John 1:8. John wrote this. Luke 2, and he's writing to these believers, matter of fact, and called them little children and others. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Again, he's not talking about losing your salvation, but he is talking about losing your reward, those things that you've worked toward. Let me give you another. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. The same book Paul is writing to these believers about a loss of rewards. So to keep all this in context, look in verse number 1, 2, and 3. So you know who he's talking to. They're believers. But look in verse number 1. Oh, he's on top. He got it up on the screen. And I, there's that word, could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. For I fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither are you now able. Paul was with them 18 months. He taught them from the word of God. And even after he left, there were teachers there trying to teach. But still, they've not grown in Christ. They were still on milk. They didn't get, they only had the basic doctrine. Anyway, he's telling them, you're not able to bear the deep things of Scripture. They've not grown, neither are you yet able. Whereof yet you're still carnal. You're still, the flesh is still there. And you're being defeated. Anyway, for whereas there is among you envying, these are believers. Envying, strife, and divisions. Are you yet not carnal and walk as men? Now, go to verse number 10. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder. Remember, Paul planted the church there in Corinth. I've laid a foundation, and another man buildeth thereupon. But let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. For other foundation can no man lay that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble. Verse number 13, he's talking now about the Bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ, where we're going to stand as believers. By the way, I hear great singing groups, and I know they don't do this because they're singing. But you're talking about believers at the white throne. We're not going to be at the great white throne. There's two judgments. There's the Bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ, which we as believers are going to stand at. And then the great white throne judgments in Revelation chapter number 20, where all the unbelievers from the time of Cain to the last person that's been in hell. Revelation, is this boring to y'all? Some of y'all are looking at me like, what's he talking about? The death and hell raises the dead. Remember, and they're going to stand before Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment. These are unbelievers. And then it says that they will be cast into the lake of fire. Something worse than going to hell. Preacher, what's worse than going to hell? Cast into the lake of fire. I said this before to our church members. They've been through Bible study with me for years. Hell is a temporary place of the doomed and the damned. It's like a holding cell, if you will. Have y'all heard this before? It's a holding cell. It's just a temporary place. Hell is not forever. I hear good preachers and others, and they mean well and all. Hell, you'll burn in hell forever. No, you won't. You're just in hell till the great white throne judgment. And then they're going to stand at the great white throne judgment, and then they will be cast into the lake of fire, a different place. Are y'all following? Than hell. It's a completely different place. And by the way, chapter number 20, you will see the false prophet and the Antichrist were cast into the lake of fire. Man, I've really got off my subject now. They cast into the lake of fire at the end of the at the end of the tribulation period. Remember when we went through the study of the book of Revelation, the battle of Armageddon, and where the Antichrist and the false prophets comes against Jerusalem, and they are cast into the lake of fire. They missed hell. Let that sink in. The Antichrist and the false prophet, if you went through the study of Revelation, they will bypass hell. They will be the first inhabitants of the lake of fire. Are y'all following? Amen. This is yes, this is no. And this is I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. They are into the lake of fire. And we find in Revelation chapter 20 where it says where the beast and the false prophet are in the lake of fire. It's a place of eternity. You just don't burn up. And the devil will be the third person cast into the lake of fire. The beast, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and then Satan will be cast into the lake of fire. And then all the unbelievers will be cast into the lake of fire. And all God's people said, amen. Amen. And how I got on that subject, I have no idea. Let me get back on where it was. How did I get on? Oh, about the, okay. If any man work he hath built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss. Again, he's not talking about losing your salvation. He's talking about your rewards. Remember, it was read in John where be careful unless you lose those rewards, okay? But he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Heard some old preachers, and I use that because I is one now, you know, almost. I ain't old yet, but I'm getting there. They used to say he goes to heaven by the skin of his teeth. They get that? No, you don't go to heaven by the skin of your teeth. You go to heaven by the grace of God. None of us deserve to go to heaven. We go to heaven because of the blood of Christ and our place and our faith. But you have no reward. That's what they mean. You go to heaven because, by the skin of his teeth. He doesn't have an abundant entrance into heaven. The Lord will not say to him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. You ever read that? Yes. He has no reward. He'll get to heaven, and that's a great place to be. And there's a whole other, but you get the picture, and I got to move on about this thing about rewards and loss of rewards, okay? And that's what he's talking about. Let's go back to 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. I got six verses. I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed under the sea. Now, let me talk about that. He talked about, I would not have you be ignorant. The word ignorant means simply not knowing. Paul is not suggesting that the believers in Corinth did not know these facts. Of course they knew about Moses and the children of Israel passing through the Red Sea. They knew about the historical and the great thing God had done for the children. They knew about it here, but they didn't know about it here. Huge difference. You know, a lot of God's people know, they don't know. Let me give you an example. The apostles. Lord, help thou our unbelief. You ever read that? They knew, but they really didn't. That thing about faith, and that we walk by faith and not by sight. Quickly, three types of faith in Scripture. Man, I'm on my ADD. I should have took medicine this morning. I don't take medicine. Maybe I need medicine. Okay. Three types of faith. There's a saving faith. For by grace are you saved through faith. And that, not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not a work of the man. So there's three types of faith in the Bible. There's a saving faith. Number two, there's a serving faith. For we walk by faith and not by sight. So, and I can give you other scriptures, but you get the idea. There's a saving faith. There's a serving faith. Then the third type of faith, you have to determine context, is the system of faith. We read that in the book of Jude, among other places, where it talks about the faith that was once delivered to the saints, the doctrines, the scriptures that we have. So when you read the word faith, is it the saving faith? Is it the serving faith? We walk by faith. Or is it that system of faith that we hold to?